Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday that North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons development program and implored China to help rein in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump, in a pair of comments on his Twitter account, said if China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them. He did not elaborate on what actions the U.S. might take. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday without the blessing of other world leaders to issue targeted sanctions against the Russian and Syrian military. During the G7 ministers' meeting Tuesday in Italy, they argued that they failed to agree on targeted sanctions, which first have to confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. But the White House has made it clear it sees no way that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump spokesman Sean Spicer.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin made bold accusations about the chemical weapons attacks in Syria. He said, we have information from various sources that such provocations, I cannot call them otherwise, are being prepared in other regions of Syria, including in the southern outskirts of Damascus. They're planning to throw some kind of substance and accuse Syria. This is VOA News.